Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, The Slice of Life is brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget. With an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. And we're about to do a radio segment that has been done an infinite amount of times, ranging from Alaska to Miami to here in Atlanta. Your favorite scary movies on Halloween. Yes, it is it is a recycled bit for sure.
Should we do it in like cheesy radio guy voice? Hey, we're going to break down the top 100 Halloween movies.
Can you imitate Casey Kasem? Maybe we could get into that.
I cannot.
So, I completed my list. I don't have it on Twitter yet, but I've come up with my top 10 favorite scary movies. Okay, not the best. These are my personal faves. And before I give you this list, I got to go around the room because I went to RottenTomatoes.com for their top 100 horror movies of all time to give me sort of a basis to jog my memory. And I want to go around the room. What do you think was the top-rated horror movie of all time on RottenTomatoes.com?
Psycho.
Close, but no cigar. M.O. Top-rated horror movie on RottenTomatoes.com.
Shining?
Again, great call. That's not the one. Preacher Man, what do you think it is? Take your shot.
Poltergeist.
Another great call.
That's a good
it
call.
Is not the one. Get Out is the number one horror movie on RottenTomatoes.com.
That's just because it's the most recent that's come
Thank
out. That's
you.
A bunch of crap.
For the win, we go to The Preacher Man. It's a recency bias thing. It gets a score of 99% adjusted score. Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I knew you guys wouldn't get that. Get Out is not the greatest horror movie of all time, and I just saw it recently, and I liked it a lot, but it is not the greatest horror movie of all time.
It was creative. It played into a lot of stereotypes. I'll be honest, I didn't know until halfway into the movie that it was a scary movie. And then when it got, I said, is this supposed to be like a scary movie? I said, okay, I'm not scared at all, but you understand the psychologicalness to the movie. It was good. It wasn't great. The ones that we named are 1,000 times better than Get Out.
There's a bunch better. All right, so here's my top 10. Number 10, Night of the Living Dead, the old one, the black and white one.
Okay.
It's just crazy. You got to go. It's classic horror. World War Z at 9. 8, Zombieland. 7, Aliens. Not the first one, the second one with the S on it. Ridiculously scary. 6, Friday the 13th, Part 1. 5, Halloween, Part 1, in honor of John and Michael Myers and his outfit today. 4, 28 Days Later. 3, 28 Weeks Later.
Okay.
Probably the most stressful movie I've ever seen.
I've noticed a trend that you're really big into the zombie dead people flicks.
I'm a monstrous fan of zombie movies. Okay. Love them all. Number 2. The Shining. And number 1, I've said this before, I'll say it again, Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
If you have not seen Evil Dead 2 and you like horror movies that aren't scary but kind of funny and kind of campy and super creative and awesome, Evil Dead 2 is your movie.
All right, here's the ones that I will talk about, the ones that I like the best. And I actually watched this one last night, no surprise, Halloween, the original one. Now, watching it today, and I was telling Paul this before the show, I now know when Michael Myers is going to kill the people, so it's not, you know, when I first saw that music hits and the ding, 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 it scared the living crap. And I actually walked in, my dad was watching the movie as like a 4-year-old, 1979 when that movie came out, and I saw that and just...
You saw it at 4 years old?
I didn't see the movie, he was watching it in a room in our house, and I walked in and you see this... You know, this crazy person with a mask on, and that music playing scared the living crap out of
him. So he's like, get out of here.
Yeah, go to bed. What are you doing up? I'm in like my, you know, my Darth Vader underoos or whatever, and I got sent to bed at that point. That's my favorite scary movie of all time. Now I just look, and Michael Myers stabs the guy to the wall, and he just kind of looks at his work like, yeah, bro, I just killed this dude. Like, that movie is awesome. The Shining scared the living crap out of me. We go in crappy hotels every now and then, and you look and you go, that's a scene from The Shining. Like, you're just waiting for a kid on a tricycle to come around the corner screaming, red run. That's one. Exorcist, I can't watch. I saw that years ago. I cannot watch that again. That movie, she did the spinning head and the green pea soup that she pukes everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Nope, I'm good. That's
straight from hell.
Scary, blank movie. The original Poltergeist. is a mind blank. It's not like jump out scary. It's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How did all those chairs just show up in that? And why is this tree grabbing this kid through the window? So that was great. The original Scream. Now, it wasn't scary. It was creative. And it came with a new genre of scary movies in the late 90s. We got tired of the mask guy that was the slasher. We all had that. The original Nightmare on Elm Street, because, again, it created a genre. A killer who talked, and he wasn't, you know, walking down the street. He showed up in your dreams. That was awesome.
He talked smack is what he talked.
Oh, yeah. You're going to die. And then the final one, Saw. The original one. I didn't like when there were
seven.
Can't
do it, John. It involves sawing. I'm out.
You didn't see the original
one? No, I have not seen one Saw movie or one death scene in any Saw movie. I'm out on the Saw.
When dude sat up at the end of I watched that in the movie theater. When dude sat up after laying dormant, fake dead for the entire duration of the movie.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, if you haven't seen the originals. He sat up. Everybody in the movie theater went, holy bleep! Like, it was completely, nobody saw it coming. It was an awesome movie. Mark Owens.
You know, they got the Jigsaw movie coming out.
I won't
see
it.
Maybe out now.
Yeah, I'm good.
Based around Saw.
Does it involve a saw and
flesh?
Well,
it's based on the series.
Yeah, I'm out. Enjoy yourself with that, though.
Horror movies that scare me to this day. Big Mama's House 2. Dumb and Dumber 2. Adam Sandler flick, That's My Boy. All just make me cringe.
Soul Man.
Horrible.
One of the worst movies ever made.
Disorderlies, Break Into, Electric Boogaloo, Police Academy, Mission to Moscow, all of these.
There was a Mission to Moscow?
Yeah, there was.
What are the scary movies you really don't?
I'll tell you, I like scary movies. The one that really jacked with my brain a little bit was Human Centipede.
I heard that was horrible. I couldn't.
It's a bad movie, but the concept just kind of mind.
Okay, help me out. I've never even heard of it.
Basically, a doctor sews people together from mouth to rear, mm-hmm. and it's part of his crazy experiment in Germany, and it's these four, it's your typical American tourist get lost.
One of the hostile type of movies?
It's not as gory, but it's just gross.
Yeah.
And it's so gross that I had to watch Human Centipede 2 and 3 too. And 3 gets a little gory and over the top, but it just kind of mind messes with you a little bit.
I've never seen any of the hostiles. I don't like the new genre of gore whore. Gore whorey.
Well, it's gore porn. It's gore porn.
It's gore porn. It's exactly what it is.
I can't watch that.
Yeah.
Preacher
don't,
man.
Don't watch Human Centipede before or after going to Golden Corral. So just.
But go to Golden Corral. Or but just don't merge it with.
Don't make it a date night.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my date night. I took my bride to Golden Corral. We watched Human Centipede. Gretchen's a lucky lady.
Preacher man, what are some of the other ones you want to add to the list?
What about, nobody mentioned is Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. It almost made my top 10.
Yeah, Pinhead. Nobody mentioned Nightmare on Elm Street.
I did.
Did you?
I did.
I wasn't listening.
But of course you are. I only liked the first one, though. After a while, it got goofy.
The original. I mean, to me, it's all the originals.
No question.
Poltergeist. Yep. Halloween.
Friday the 13th.
Amityville Horror is another one.
I'm with you in The Exorcist. I watched that when I was a kid. Way too young that I should have watched it, back when there was VHS tapes and you pass them around as friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched all that stuff way too young.
I think I was 14 when I saw The Exorcist.
Vision Computer Twitter poll right now at Rick and John 929. Your best or your favorite classic horror or Halloween movie series, Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, or anything Stephen King. Right now, it's pretty close. Halloween at 31%, Nightmare on Elm Street 29%, Friday the 13th 26%, and Stephen King at 14%.
Super quick, I got to tell the people about McCrae's, but I want to go around the room real quick because it's such a polarizing movie. Thumbs up or thumbs down on Blair Witch Project?
Horrible. One of the worst movies ever made.
M.O.
Brilliant. First one was great. Don't even touch the second one.
Preacher Man.
Nope.
Okay, it's 2-2. I absolutely loved it. It was a freak show. Awesome. Because I went in not knowing the story that it was fake, and I actually thought it was true. So it was awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.